International weapons inspectors say they're hearing new promises that Iraq will cooperate. The leader of UN weapons inspectors and a leader of the International Atomic Energy Agency both met with Iraqi officials today in Baghdad. One of them, Mohammed al-Baradi, told the Reuters news service today that Iraqi leaders are beginning to understand that they're running out of time. Now, here's why that meeting matters. The weapons inspectors are preparing a report that will either say Iraq is cooperating with them or that Iraq is resisting weapons inspections, which might lead to war. So far, the inspectors have been disappointed. In a moment, we'll learn about shifting public views toward war, but our coverage starts tonight with NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad. Kate, Hans Blix, the chief UN weapons inspector, and al-Baradi are in Baghdad. What are they trying to accomplish with this trip?
Well, they're trying to convince Iraqi authorities, basically time is running out, that Baghdad needs to adopt a more proactive approach toward resolving outstanding questions about its weapons programs. As one UN spokeswoman said today, the Iraqis need to shift from passive to active cooperation. And basically, inspectors are looking for more proof that Iraq has, in fact, destroyed all of its banned weapons, as it claims. And the inspectors say it's incumbent upon Iraq to provide that proof. They don't want to keep stumbling on things like the 12 empty chemical warheads they found last week. They want Iraq to account for these types of weapons. Now, Baradi stressed today that it's also in Iraq's interest to provide more evidence so that inspectors can present a positive report on the 27th to the UN Security Council. And of course, that report is very important if it indicates that Iraq is in breach of Resolution 1441, the UN resolution regarding Iraqi disarmament. Some countries might read that as a possible trigger for war.
Kate, U.S. officials and U.N. officials keep telling Iraq again and again this may be their last chance. As they say, this time it's the last chance. Is this really the final effort to avoid war?
In fact, the inspectors have basically said as much. But they're also stressing that war is not inevitable. One of the first things Blix told reporters today is that the inspection process is a peaceful alternative, a peaceful alternative to war. But he stressed that inspections require what he called a very active Iraqi cooperation. So the message from inspectors is clearly that Iraq can avoid a war if it's more forthcoming, if it fesses up, so to speak. But if it doesn't, well, then it may be sealing its own fate.
Kate, U.S. officials are saying it's possible to avoid a war, but only if Saddam Hussein leaves power. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke to ABC today. Let's listen.
To avoid a war, I would be personally would recommend that some provision be made so that the senior leadership in that country and their families could be provided haven in some other country. And I think that that would be a fair trade to avoid a war.
Kate Seeley in Baghdad. What are other Arab nations saying about the possibility of Saddam leaving power?
Well, there have been rumors that Arab governments are mounting a diplomatic offensive, you know, to convince Saddam to go into exile and to avert a war and a regional catastrophe. Saudi Arabia has reportedly been pushing the Bush administration to allow one last attempt at a diplomatic resolution if suddenly war looks imminent, and some think that attempt may be offering Saddam, his family, and his cronies, you know, asylum somewhere, like in Belarus, Libya, or Mauritania. But a lot of highly respected Arab officials and Middle East experts have recently dismissed that idea. They say, one, Saddam would never agree to step down. It's not in his character. He would rather see Iraq go up in flames. And they've also said no Arab leader would dare confront Saddam with such a proposal, given his personality. So one Gulf analyst recently called these reports basically wishful thinking.
NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad. Kate, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.